Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Scientists, government officials, and activists from 130 countries just wrapped up World Water Week in Stockholm, an effort to bring more attention and resources to what they call a global water crisis. More than a billion people around the world do not have safe drinking water. Another 2.5 billion lack basic sanitation. Living on Earth decided to take a look at how we use water, here and in another part of the world. So we asked our Washington correspondent Jeff Young to keep a diary of his water use for a day, and we asked a woman in a small village in southern India to do the same. The result is this day in the life measured out in water.
So this is how the day starts for me. Gotta get some coffee. Jumpstart my morning.
Milk and cheese. About half a gallon.
So about 8 minutes in the shower, 3 gallons for every flush of the toilet, a pint of water in the coffee. I'm already up to 23 gallons of water, and my day's just getting started. Well, the day starts quite differently, 10 time zones away in the Indian state of Tamil Nadu. That's where Ms. Marudambal lives.
I live in Sukumpati village in the state of Tamil Nadu with my husband and 2 children. First thing in the morning, when we go to the bathroom, we need water for that, to clean up. We have no bathroom. We must go to the field to defecate. I get up at 5 to get water for cooking and cleaning. Next, I splash water around the entrance to the house to keep down the dust. I really need 2 bowls of water for that, but I don't have enough, so I use only 1. There is a water tank about 1/2 mile away. We fill our pots with water and carry them back. But we have to gather all the water before dark. There's no lighting, and there are poisonous snakes and stinging insects along the path. When the electricity is out, the water tank can't be filled. Sometimes it will be 4 days with no water in the tank. When that happens, I have to ride my bicycle about 1 mile to another water source. This hand pump water is like seawater, but we have no other choice.
So one of the first things I see when I walk into the office building here at the Capitol is this vending machine selling bottled water. So here's a question. If I'm willing to plunk down $1.25 for what is, let's face it, repackaged tap water, well, how much of my tax money should I be willing to spend to help out people like Mrs. Marudambal around the world? That's a question that some people here on Capitol Hill are starting to ask.
We are facing a global crisis with lack of sanitation and safe drinking water. When we are a country that spends upwards of $20 billion a year on bottled water.
That's Oregon Democratic Representative Earl Blumenauer. The number he uses is at the high end of estimates of water sales. Industry figures point to about $15 billion a year retail. But Blumenauer's point is this: $15 billion for bottled water is 250 times what the government put toward global water development. Blumenauer's pushing for more money for the Safe Water for the Poor Act. Congress passed that law 2 years ago, but failed to provide much funding.
It is a drop in the bucket. We ended up last year with something like $60 million for this global need, and less than $10 million for all of sub-Saharan Africa. It's going to require hundreds of millions of dollars added to this effort on an annual basis. But this is within our capacity.
The Water for the Poor Act directs the State Department to make water and sanitation development part of U.S. foreign policy. Gary White at the nonprofit group Water Partners International says the money still doesn't flow to those most in need.
You know, our foreign policy isn't really focused right now on helping lift people out of poverty as much as it is on other goals.
White says water funding is siphoned away to expensive projects in Afghanistan, Iraq, and around the Middle East, areas where the U.S. wants to counter terrorism. White argues for a policy that also emphasizes getting water to the neediest.
If the United States had a Marshall Plan for water supply and said, we're going to get water to 1 billion people around the world, and that became a centerpiece of our foreign policy, you can imagine the goodwill that the United States would have. And I think that it would be hard to imagine a world that would have a critical mass of people wanting to attack us if we had taken on such a great goal for humanity.
So back home for a few chores. According to the owner's manual, the dishwasher uses 7 gallons per wash cycle. These basils look thirsty. Watering the plants, about another 6 gallons. Bath time for baby. Not a lot of water used, but a moment to think about water quality instead of the quantities. DC's water did have some lead in it for a while. We used a filter, still use a filter, that takes care of that. But we don't give a second thought as to whether contact with the water is going to make our baby sick. That's a real luxury elsewhere around the world. In fact, the United Nations figures tell us that diseases caused by the exposure to dirty water is the second leading cause of childhood death around the world. 4,900 children will die today as a result of being exposed to dirty water.
We took water samples from 2 wells and the hand pump we use. We took the water to the local officials. After tasting it, they said the water is not fit to drink. They wondered how anyone drinking it could survive. For washing clothes, I need 10 pots of water if I need the clothes to be very clean. The farmers won't allow us to wash or to clean clothes at the water well. They think the soap will pollute the water they need for crops. So we have to carry the water home for washing clothes. We need to bathe every day. I need 3 pots of water for each person. That's a total of 12 pots of water for bathing alone.
I thought it'd be a fitting way to wrap up this day with a little evening stroll around some of the fountains here on the Capitol grounds. So, how do we compare at the end of the day, Miss Marudenball and I? Well, there was a bit of guesswork involved here, I gotta admit, but I used about 95 gallons of water. The average American uses somewhere between 100 and 160 gallons a day, depending on what activities you include. Mrs. Marudenball's family used a little under 30 gallons of water per person. But you know, what struck me about her was not so much the amount of water used, but the time and energy spent getting it. Imagine the other things she could be doing with her time and energy. You know, we take this resource so much for granted. Water, it's almost invisible to us. And the people around the world who go without water, yeah, they're pretty much invisible to us too. It's kind of like water itself. You see through it until the light catches it just right, and then you see yourself reflected in it. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Washington.
Thanks to Shobhila Koligander, the Tamil Sangam, Global Water Challenge, and Water Partners International for their help in translating our water diary from India. Thank you. Just ahead, what's in a name? A lot when there's talk about updating the taxonomy of all living things, great and small, the Linnaean system. Keep listening to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.